Earth and Sky.
It's called the Pierce Place, and it's been in the family for over 200 years, since 1785, when my great-great-great-grandfather came up here to Maine from Massachusetts and built the house there.
You're listening to Joe Pierce. He and his family own a 2,000-acre forest in Maine.
I'm very connected with the land, and I'm out there, and I'm making sure that I've got wildlife habitat, and I've got trees growing so that I can harvest next year, and I can harvest in 20 years. And actually, my land is managed thinking about my grandchildren and what they're going to cut.
The tree farm is how the Pierces make their living. But to the family, the forest is much more.
I mean, I know for me, when I go walking in the woods and I say, my father and I climbed on that rock 50 years ago. My mother and I went snowshoeing out here. And it's all these family memories that we all have that mean so much and that we try to pass on.
He says he works to cultivate the next generation of landowners, his children.
They really value the woods. They have learned to respect the land, and they've learned that it's a responsibility to own land.
Our thanks today to the American Forest Foundation, leading the way in conservation and education. I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.